science with soul. Find out more at cityofhope.org.
Is the Big Ten already running scared of Nebraska and Scott Frost, or is Nebraska's AD just running his mouth? 319-366-1600.
From freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
It's great to see Scott back, and obviously he knows what buttons to push, so I think things will get much better.
Kirk Ferentz sees his team score all of the points in the second half, and they win the Heroes Trophy, taking the game 56-14.
Quick, run for your lives. Nebraska has everybody on the run, according to Athletic Director Bill Moose, who now, of course, says those comments were made tongue-in-cheek. Welcome in another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, with you till 7 o'clock tonight on all three KGYM frequencies. 1600 AM, that's our main gym, heard all across eastern Iowa. You can also catch us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And 107.5 FM right here in Cedar Rapids. Wall to wall, good stuff for you today over the next 3 hours. You're going to hear from Iowa relief pitcher and Cedar Rapids Kennedy alum Zach Daniels coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Iowa baseball team in action tonight at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes are hosting Milwaukee, not the Brewers, the Panthers. They go by Milwaukee now, not the University of Wisconsin. Milwaukee Hawkeyes looking to build a little momentum into the last Big Ten series of the season for the Hawkeyes. After this weekend, first place Michigan, things get a little bit easier for Rick Heller and the Hawks. So a tall task certainly in front of them. The college basketball landscape could be changing if the College Hoops Commission has its way. They released their recommendations today. We'll dive into that coming up in hour number two. Kent Swanson of SBNation.com is with us as we continue to take a look at area, Midwestern teams ahead of tomorrow night's first round of the NFL draft. We're going to talk with Kent, who writes about a team that doesn't have a first round pick tomorrow night. Unless they decide to trade up into the first round, that would be the Kansas City Chiefs. You may remember last year, they went all in to get Patrick Mahomes out of Texas Tech. The 6 o'clock showdown is on the line tonight. If you are a Chicago Cubs fan, you may want to stick around until 6 o'clock tonight. Alex, we got a four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the South Bend Cubs next Thursday night, May 3rd at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That's going to be our prize tonight for 7 questions in 60 seconds. And then, folks, we paid him a lot of money this week, so we've got him for the entirety of the week leading up to the draft, including tomorrow. Our very own draft expert, Mel Kuhn Jr.
Yeah, he's motivated today, too.
He's got a chip on his shoulder because somebody on the text line didn't like him yesterday.
No.
So, but then somebody did.
Somebody did, somebody didn't.
That cancels, the feedback cancels out.
And he feeds off of negativity.
That, to me, tells me that we're right where we need to be. We're right down the middle of the fairway. You love it, you hate it, love it, leave it, you tell me. Mel Kuhn Jr. has graciously agreed to answer listeners' questions about the draft. So you can get those to us at 6:35 tonight, or you can send them to us now using the Hertine and Stocker text line. That number is 319-366-1600. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. 409, we brought the program on the air today with a little bit of a dig to our friends from the West, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They feel they've got their guy in Scott Frost. And Bill Moose, their athletic director, has wasted no time trying to put his fingerprints on the program. But he was at a luncheon this week, and he made a comment about Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh running a little bit scared of Nebraska. He says that's the way that we like it. This comment, of course, has taken on a lot of traction. as you can imagine, this time of year when most schools' spring games are over and there's not a whole lot to talk about, especially in some Big Ten markets where there are no professional sports teams. So who could I possibly be? Oh, yes, I'm looking in the mirror right now. Of course, as with anything controversial, the person who said those words is now walking back on them and speedwalking to the point where he could participate in the Olympics if he wanted to, saying the comments were tongue-in-cheek. Do you think they were tongue-in-cheek? I don't.
No,
I think
they weren't.
He's talking to Nebraska fans. He's throwing them a little red meat, and then people start making fun of Nebraska for said comments. What were they, 4-8 last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 4-8.
They had their spring game. Thousands of people paid money to go watch an exhibition. That's good on them. It tells you exactly what they have to do in that state. And they're already running their mouths.
See, that's the problem.
About, now, the
that's
best comment.
Exactly, that is the problem.
Was Joe Rexroad, who used to cover Michigan State, now working at the Tennessean in Nashville, who quoted a tweet with the comment and said, remember the comment was Jim Harbaugh was running a little bit scared. And Rexroad said, is he worried that Nebraska's going to take fourth place in the Big Ten East from the Wolverines?
Exactly.
That, a little tongue-in-cheek there, but...
No, he's right.
I think, you know, Harbaugh, the jury is still out there. And it's looking more and more like this is going to come crashing down. Some way, somehow, the Jim Harbaugh thing. You have players making roundabout death threats to him on Instagram.
His players
kind of
don't
sign,
like him.
Kind of a sign things aren't going great.
Yeah, and I've heard that his players are not huge fans of him. And I don't think that that's any breaking news to anybody. But as far as the Nebraska comments from Bill Moose, that's the timing of this.
I've never seen a picture of him. Does he look like a moose?
I don't think so.
That's unfortunate.
Putting the cart before the horse is exactly why people make fun of Nebraska. I do think they have their guy. I think they have a hell of a football coach. And I think that Scott Frost...
They haven't done anything yet, though.
Exactly. Could do great things there. But could is the operative word. I don't think that he will in year one. I think that his system is going to be a 2, maybe 3-year rebuild to the point where he's going to need to get his guys in there. They don't have a quarterback right now. Patrick O'Brien, the one remaining quarterback, left the program in the middle of spring practice. And I know that Nebraska fans are excited about their coach, and they should be. But putting themselves in the category of Urban Meyer, who has first-round pick after first-round pick after first-round pick year in and year
running
out.
Running scared.
And you know what? I'll even throw Jim Harbaugh to the side and say James Franklin at Penn State or some of these other programs. I'll even throw Wisconsin into this mix because before you get to Urban Meyer, you got to pass Wisconsin, who has been the class of the Big Ten West. So,
what about the Hawks? Would you throw them into the mix? They've handed Nebraska their lunch the last couple times that they've played.
At this point, yes. Yes. That's the first step for them. If they got to get back to that level, they're not at that level right now. So it's just typical jumping to conclusions based off of excitement. And that's, I know the fan base feeds off of it and they don't care what anybody else thinks, but that's kind of why a lot of people make fun of it. And I think they have a right to make fun of it.
We posted the landof10.com story about Bill Moose's comments on our Facebook page, KGYM Radio. If you're a Facebook user, please give us a like. KGYM trying to be a little bit more active on that platform. And I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how scared are you of Nebraska with Scott Frost at the helm? And the responses so far have ranged from 3 to 1 to typical Nebraska arrogance. As much as they want it, the golden era of Nebraska football will never return. Frost will bring the program back to a competitive level, but they won't ever have OSU running scared.
No.
And then a reference to Rich Rodriguez showing up at Michigan We've been down this road before. The Big Ten has seen a number of coaching hires that were going to turn everything upside down. And more often than not, they fizzle.
There's one that has, though. And it's the one that Bill Moose, the one we just talked about. Urban Meyer has turned the Big Ten upside down. Everybody else.
I thought you were going to say Lovie Smith there for a second.
Everybody else can't say that.
Have to reevaluate my co-host.
Lovie Smith. Forgot he was a Big Ten coach.
Yeah. Kind of easy to forget about Illinois right now. Someone out there is recording all of this and waiting to play it back when the Fighting Illini make it to the Rose Bowl before the Hawkeyes do again. 366-1600. Who is that? The coach that you're referencing?
Oh, I was saying Urban Meyer.
Oh, Urban Meyer
has turned the Big Ten upside down. Nobody else can claim that.
Others have tried. Others have done it in a bad way. And we've already referenced Rich Rodriguez. Brady Hoke had some success at Michigan. I don't know. I want to talk a little football, college football today. We've been so NFL draft heavy this week, and we'll have the draft for you coming up tomorrow. The first round brought to you by ESPN in its entirety. So we're going to step aside at 6 o'clock on all three of our frequencies tomorrow night. We should hear the name of not one, but two Hawkeyes called tomorrow, unless one of them slides too far down the board. But it's a given that either James Daniels or Josh Jackson is going to be a first-round pick. The question is, do we see both of them? And I think we do.
I think so.
And that's going to be a very fun night for Hawkeye fans. And then you sit back and watch the rest of the draft play out over Friday and Saturday and figure out where guys like Josie Jewell are going to wind up. For Iowa State fans, the question is Joel Lanning and Alan Lazard. And even you and I fans are in on the fun this year because Dorrice Fountain opened so many eyes after being on the program with us. Then he had his pro day, and then, well, we'll let him take it from there. 417, we've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We need to give that away to somebody tonight. We'll do it before 7 o'clock. The number that you're going to need to call, it's the same one to reach us here, 366-1600. LaCantina319.com, their website. Three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, right across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and one in the Fountains, which are located off Edgewood, their newest location. You can check them out, as we mentioned, before you even go. LaCantina319. Plenty more to get to. The Cubs beat the Indians last night in Cleveland, 10-3. Shades of Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. Chris Bryant, however, still not in the team's lineup today. That's now two games where he has not been in the lineup after being drilled in the head by a 96-mile-an-hour fastball over the weekend. Cubs fans, are you concerned that this could be a lingering issue for Chris Bryant? 319-366-1600. Let us know on the text line.
Did they diagnose him with a concussion?
I have not seen the official diagnosis.
In this day and age, they're going to be safe. Very, very cautious
I think
with anything head injury
safe
related.
To say,
yeah,
that so he's dealing with that particular issue, and all I can think of is guys have had their entire careers altered by concussions. Joe Mauer comes to mind, a guy who has not been the same. Justin Morneau dealt with that, just to name a couple Minnesota Twins players off the top of my head. Twins fans, we've got you covered tonight. The series finale, I believe it's the series finale, with the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. We'll join it in progress on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, at 7 o'clock after the show. Jose Berrios, good start last night until it wasn't. Ran into D.D. Gregorius. Who would have thought that the Yankees would so easily replace Derek Jeter at shortstop? But D.D. Gregorius is doing some amazing things.
Is he the most underrated, top five most underrated players in baseball? I mean, you don't hear about him because of all of the talent in New York, but the numbers he puts up and what he does in the field and at the plate, it just seems like he deserves a lot more recognition than
I think
he gets.
There are probably a lot of people that are out there waiting for the wheels to fall off there, but D.D. Gregorius is a good example of launch angle and the fly ball emergence or reemergence in baseball, and he's figured out how to do some things at the plate that have been to his benefit. He gets to take advantage of playing at Yankee Stadium as well. And you throw him into the mix with Gleyber Torres and Miguel Andujar, Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton. That's going to be a really fun team to watch. And while we're on the topic of fun things to watch, not only does Brockmeyer return tonight on IFC for season two, but we've got another top prospect coming up to the majors. For those of you who are baseball fans, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves is getting the call. He is going to be in the lineup tonight as the Braves take on Cincinnati, the number two overall prospect in baseball coming into the season, according to Baseball America, if I remember the preseason rankings correctly. So we've seen Gleyber Torres come up. Acuna is now up, and that has many White Sox fans wondering when Michael Kopech will be making his debut on the south side of Chicago. Wouldn't it be something if Michael Kopech was called up to start at Wrigley Field on May 12th when the White Sox took on the Cubs, and you could be there? We have four tickets remaining on our first ever KGYM bus trip, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not selling a timeshare in the Poconos here to anybody. We literally have four tickets. We have actually may have less than that. It was four yesterday. I need to check and make sure that it's not sold out. If it is, my apologies. This is not me giving you the hard sell. This is me letting you know that if you've been thinking about joining us on the bus trip, we are now down to four tickets remaining. It's $150. That gets you your ticket to the game Saturday, May 12th at Wrigley Field between the Cubs and the White Sox. But it also gets you round-trip transportation to and from, a goodie bag. You get to hang out with us. It should be a great time. You don't need to be a Cubs fan. You don't need to be a White Sox fan. You don't even need to be a baseball fan. Maybe you just want to see Wrigley Field, take in a game. Who knows? We're not going to judge. You can go to KGYMradio.com and get further details. And during the break, I will check with Carol down the hall and see where we're at, whether it's 4-3-2-1 sold out. I have no idea. KGYMradio.com. We will be back in mere moments. Mantality. LowTUSA.com is the website to go to learn more about Mantality. What do they do? Well, in addition to being part of Lunchbox Heroes, and you'll hear more about that later on in the program, Mantality is a men's health clinic that's located in North Liberty. They're dedicated to getting men feeling better when it comes to suffering from low testosterone. If you don't know what that is, and you're a guy, especially over the age of 40, maybe you want to take a couple seconds to do a little research, because you start looking into the symptoms, things like having a hard time losing a little belly weight, being a little more irritable, you're losing focus. Where'd you put your car keys? I thought I took care of that. I can't believe I forgot that. Maybe you're not having the same success that you did in the bedroom when you were younger. This is a PG-13. It's a family show. I got to be careful with how we approach this, but you know what I'm talking about. All of those things could be signs that you are suffering from low testosterone. And if you're a little worried about that, again, say it all the time, not a death sentence, but it is something that can affect your quality of life. And that's where Mantality can step in. They've got a success rate over 90%, regardless of physical condition. They can get you feeling like you are younger, more vital self. The website, again, is lowtusa.com.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus, I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power by prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys, every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves? That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Stu Gatz here for the Black Tux. For more than a year now, theblacktux.com has been my go-to option for looking great at special events and weddings. Whether you're searching for a stylist-selected outfit or building a custom look, the Black Tux has tons of new suits and tuxedos that'll make you stand out for the right reasons. To score $20 off your purchase, it's simple. Visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's theblacktux.com/Dan for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Coming up after our interview with Iowa's Zach Daniels at the bottom of the hour, I've got a story that if you are a beer drinker, you're going to want to hear, because you could be taking hours, weeks, months off your life just by drinking a beer. It's revolutionary. This is groundbreaking stuff. This is what I live for here, bringing people these stories on the air in Eastern Iowa and also simultaneously upsetting the stick-to-sports crowd. But I think, again, as I've said a number of times, I think I have my pulse, my finger on the pulse of the listeners. There may or may not be a percentage of folks who listen to this program who have probably quaffed a beer or two in their lifetime, and this is going to be, I think, information that they need to know.
So this isn't,
especially if you're
like,
going on the bus trip with us,
like the clickbait stories that we see on Twitter.
Not at all.
You're going to deliver.
This is
outrageous headline.
This is from
great information,
a reputable news service, and it is a scientific study. News and science, things that often get downplayed and ignored in 2018. There's no ignoring. Kyle is in the studio right now, and that means our producer is ready to bring you your first big board of the day.
Iowa baseball has won five consecutive midweek games, and they'll look to continue that today as they'll be hosting Milwaukee this evening at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes are 23-13, while the Panthers enter at 15-18. It'll be freshman Trenton Wallace on the mound for the Hawkeyes. He's 1-0 on the season with 21 strikeouts in 19 innings. First pitch is set for 6 o'clock on this beautiful Wednesday, and we'll keep you updated. The football program got a commitment today from safety Sebastian Castro out of Illinois. He's a 6'1", 200-pound, 3-star prospect, and he chose the Hawkeyes over offers from Minnesota, Iowa State, and Syracuse. Iowa wrestlers Spencer Lee and Alex Marinelli were named to the Amateur Wrestling News All-Rookie Team yesterday. Lee's a first-team selection at 125 after going 22-2 and winning the national title as a true freshman, while Marinelli made the second team at 165 after going 19-6 and earning All-American honors. The Colonels grabbed a 3-1 victory over the Burlington Bees last night. Edward Kalina started on the hill and earned his first Midwest League victory behind five scoreless innings. He got run support from RBI by Jean Carlos Arias and Shane Carrier, and later on by Royce Lewis. The teams are back at it again tonight for Game 3 of the four-game series, beginning at 6:35. And then tonight after the show, we'll be joining the Twins at the Yankees. Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray will get things started on the hill, and you can hear that game on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Plenty of baseball talk to come tonight. We'll get you ready for the NFL draft. Is the NFL draft the most overanalyzed sporting event of the year? It's our Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Stop by and give it a vote. It's a simple yes or no question, just like you can stop by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. I'm going to...
Are you making fun of Mel Kuhn Jr.?
No, I'm okay. Going to say that it is perhaps 1A with 1B being the Super Bowl. But you have weeks and weeks of coverage leading up to the NFL draft. And I know people either really enjoy it or they really hate it. And for those of you that really hate it, I can't apologize to you because I wouldn't mean it. I tell this all the time. Oh, my God, you should apologize for that. I can't apologize if it's just empty. If it's just me saying I'm sorry, then what good is the apology?
You have to actually be sorry.
You have to actually be sorry for it. So, no, because there are also a number of people out there that really dig this. It is their crack, and they are about to get their fix tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It's just, you either love it or you hate it, and there really is no in-between with the NFL draft. But we're going to take a look again at the Kansas City Chiefs, who do not have a first-round pick tonight, with Kent Swanson, 5:30 later on in the program. Zach Daniels of the Iowa Baseball Program's with us next.
Smart FM, your We Will Rock You. We are the champions. Start me up. Taking care of business. Welcome to the jungle. Hot-blooded. Rock and roll all night. Freebird. Don't stop believing. Back in black. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Station. On Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids. 98.5 Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Plenty of debate now over how the top of the NFL draft will shake out tomorrow in Texas. The Browns hold the number one overall pick, the Giants at number two, and the Jets are at three. Also, plenty of debate about this quarterback class. ESPN's Sal Palantonio believes Baker Mayfield is the best of the group.
To me, the two most important traits that you cannot do without at the NFL level is you have to be accurate with the football, and you have to make quick decisions. Good decisions.
Sal Palantonio on Golic and Wingo. Full coverage of the first round in the NFL draft starts 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow on ESPN Radio, TV, and the app. Free agent wideout Dez Bryant turns down a multi-year offer from the Ravens. Bryant wants a one-year deal for 2018 to prove himself. In the NBA playoffs today, four games, all of them game five. The Cavaliers back to Cleveland against the Pacers. The series tied at two. The Raptors and Wizards in Toronto, they're tied at two. And there are two elimination games in the West. The Rockets lead the Timberwolves 3-1. Jazz lead the Thunder 3-1.
When you put your everything into your passion, amazing things can happen. Passion moves us forward. It's how you think. It's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott, the official hotel of the NFL.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a moustache.
Oh, I see.
Introducing Mute, sleep technology that opens the nose to increase airflow by an average of 38% so you and your partner can enjoy a good night's sleep. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better. Available now at Walgreens, CVS and GNC.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
4:35, welcome back in. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming in with you on all three KGYM frequencies right now, 1600 AM, heard all across eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Busy night of baseball here in eastern Iowa. Colonels at home taking on the Burlington Bees. That's a 6:35 first pitch. And the Iowa Hawkeyes at home tonight as well, getting underway at 6 o'clock at Duane Banks Field. They've got a midweek game with Milwaukee. The Panthers coming to town at 15 and 18. We've caught up with a lot of Iowa baseball players the last couple weeks on the program, and we said, why not catch up with an actual local guy who's on the Hawkeyes, former Cedar Rapids Kennedy standout Zach Daniels is with us on the program. And Zach, you've kind of picked up right where you left off last year. It's got to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel good. Obviously, I need to improve. Just getting guys out. I pitched a lot of innings last year, so I was trying to come into more of a closer type role this year. But yeah, definitely feels good.
Are you and your team excited to get out and throw and play in the good weather this weekend? It seems like it's been a while since you guys have been playing in anything other than sub-freezing temperatures.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long time coming. Pitching, it's obviously better to get in that warm weather. So we're definitely excited, and hopefully the weather stays like this.
What do you like about pitching late in games, being that stopper?
The adrenaline, knowing the game relies on you, and just coming in, attacking batters, and closing games out, trying to get wins.
So, no, I know that Coach Heller was talking to you early in the season about the possibility of starting some games, and you've been a reliever so far during your career at Iowa. How do you like the compromise of being a reliever and pitching at the back end of games, but also being a guy that can go a couple extra innings?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that's helpful. I don't really think about starting. And just coming in and doing whatever they need me to do, whether that's one or three innings. The mindset doesn't change, but, it is nice to know that I could be used for multiple innings.
Talking with Hawkeye relief pitcher Zach Daniels, the Cedar Rapids Kennedy standout. Hawkeyes in action tonight, as we mentioned, taking on Milwaukee at 6 o'clock at Duane Banks Field. You were the Gatorade Player of the Year your senior year at Kennedy for Brett Hoyer. What other options did you have for school, or were you just set on being a Hawkeye?
I was thinking more of going the junior college route. I had it down to Kirkwood and Iowa Western, and the Hawkeyes jumped on me late, and I kind of just jumped right back on them. I always want to be a Division I player, stay close to home. So it honestly was an easy decision to come here.
And it's been a heck of a ride. You guys won the Big Ten tournament last year, go to the NCAA regionals, and then off to the World University Games. What was last season like for you?
Last season, it was kind of a roller coaster at the beginning, but that was probably the most fun I've had playing baseball. Getting to experience a regional is something you don't always get to come by, and then the World University Games. That was a great experience as well. I was pretty nervous about that at first, but I wish I could have that opportunity again.
You mentioned last year being a roller coaster. There were a lot of injuries to your pitching staff early on. There were some undefined roles. You guys didn't have a full-time Sunday starter. Things in the bullpen were a little bit jumbled. Is it a little bit more relaxed this season, knowing that you have Cole going on Sunday and everybody in the bullpen can kind of settle into their role?
Yeah, we have three good starters, so, that's not an issue there. We know what we're going to get from most guys each week. And then I feel like the bullpen definitely has more defined roles, so most guys know when they're going to come in and what they're expected. So it's definitely easier on the pitching staff this year, I think, than last year.
Tough series last weekend in the Twin Cities with Minnesota. You guys just managed one of the three games, but you got a big, big series coming up this weekend against Michigan, right?
Yes, we do. I believe they're in first place.
Yeah, they're a pretty hot team. Does that serve as extra motivation for you guys?
Definitely. They're 11-0, I think. 20-game win streak. That's tough to come by, so. They might not have played the same competition we have up to this point, but give them credit. Winning 20 games is tough to do at the Division I level. So it's a big series for us. We've got to keep playing good baseball. Hopefully move up the rankings.
If you guys play good baseball and play up to your potential, knowing the identity of this team, what do you think you're capable of?
I mean, I think we're capable of winning every game. Honestly, when we have when we're hitting the ball, playing good defense, and pitching well, all meshing together, I think we're a tough team to stop.
You've got some pretty good coaches down there at Iowa with some pitching knowledge. Desi is a tremendous asset, and then Nick Ungs is on the staff there, a guy who pitched for Rick Heller at UNI and pitched professionally. How much have those guys helped you develop?
You know, Desi's really good with analytics, video, so I've learned a lot just trying to analyze how I throw from watching video with him. And then Nick Ungs, he played professionally for a while, so he knows a lot about mechanics and what it takes to get to the next level. So the combination of the two have really helped me this year.
How does someone with your frame generate as much velocity as you do?
For me, it's my whip. Just trying to get to the plate as fast as I can. I think mobility helps as well, but you know, not all guys with my frame can throw that fast. And I think going to Kennedy and being under Brett Hoyer, you really knew what to do when it came to throwing and whatnot. So, you know, I don't have all the answers for that, but I think definitely my whip is what generates that velocity.
Who's more intense, Coach Hoyer or Coach Heller?
Coach Heller, for sure. Hoyer's up there, but definitely Coach Heller.
Well, Zach, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Good luck tonight against Milwaukee. And then, as we mentioned, a big series this weekend against Michigan. And before you know it, the Big Ten tournament's going to be right around the corner. And hopefully you guys can replicate that run that you were on last year. But thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yep, thank you.
Iowa reliever Zach Daniels, former Cedar Rapids Kennedy standout, one of two former Cougars on the staff at Iowa, along with Sammy Lizarraga. The stats this year, 4-1 so far, pitching in relief for the Hawkeyes. He's got three saves and a 1.84 ERA, the lowest ERA on the team. And I'm glad that you remembered that, because I also had it on my notes to bring up with him. When we talked with Rick Heller at the beginning of the year, he didn't know whether or not the pitching staff was going to be as good as it has been for the Hawkeyes this year. They were trying to figure out what they were going to do, and Zach's name is one of the ones that came up as a possible weekend rotation piece. He gets to stay where he's comfortable and where the staff is comfortable in the bullpen, and obviously they've been reaping the results this year as the numbers speak for themselves.
I think when Rick was chatting with us at the beginning of the season, he wasn't sure just how healthy Brady Shanuel was at the time, and if he wasn't healthy, then Zach Daniels would need to start some games. But a guy like that, you just look in the major leagues and you see somebody that throws very hard, has two pitches. What do you want from those guys? You want them coming out of the bullpen and cutting it loose for an inning or two. And that's exactly what Zach Daniels does, and that's the role that he can play. And I love the fact that baseball is heading towards multi-inning relievers, because it takes guys like we were talking about yesterday with Adam Ottavino, who formerly was the St. Louis Cardinals' failed starter.
You went home and looked at some of those highlights, didn't you?
He is unhittable coming out of the bullpen, and he is not the only case of that. Wade Davis, Andrew Miller, they're finding that it seems like baseball's finally coming around to, just because a guy with good stuff wasn't good as a starter doesn't mean that he can't be good in the bullpen. And it's prolonging people's careers, and it's giving teams an extra boost coming out of the bullpen.
And I will say this, baseball's coming back around to that, because there was an era in the 70s and the early 80s where you had guys like Sparky Lyle, Goose Gossage.
Dennis Eckersley.
They'd go 2-3 innings and get the save. And Tony La Russa in the mid-80s, when Dennis Eckersley came to Oakland from Chicago, Tony La Russa decided Eckersley was going to be his specialist, and that's really where the birth of the modern closer took over. And now, as we've seen a couple years ago, Andrew Miller was really sort of the first guy to emerge as a very valuable weapon that a manager was not afraid to deploy in the sixth or seventh inning when they needed him most. And all of a sudden, guys like him, I've mentioned Josh Hader in Milwaukee, who people who listen to the program know that I have an irrational love for
Josh Hader.
It's
not irrational. He's really good.
He's tremendous. Adam Ottavino in Colorado. Those guys are just as valuable as the guys who are pitching the ninth inning. And it is interesting. Baseball is going to have this back and forth between launch angle and home runs and the high fastball, which neutralizes them. We talked a little bit with Jack Dom last week about that. You can catch the Mount Mercy baseball coach with us again this Friday for his weekly segment throughout baseball season. It really is interesting, but a power reliever definitely has a place in today's Major League Baseball and college baseball, as Zach Daniels is proving. We'll step aside and take a quick timeout. We come back, we'll have a big board update for you. Great show continuing on. Remember, we've got 2 hours after this. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock tonight, joining the Twins and Yankees in progress on 107.5 FM. It's the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and we're back after this.
Ready?
Bring it on.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Back in black. That was a softball.
Okay, Minnesota Twins.
Double vision.
Nice. Now give me one.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Ooh, hockey. How about cold as ice?
Good. Packers?
Easy. Bang the drum.
We rule.
From stats to stacks. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Had a couple of drinks watching today's game? Should you be behind the wheel? Buzzed driving is drunk driving. It's easy to tell when someone has had too much to drink. But what about when someone has too many to drive? The legal limit in Iowa is 0.08, and law enforcement is cracking down on all drivers behind the wheel and over the limit. Don't underestimate your limit. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Ooh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go, ah. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more, because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
450, welcome back in. What I care about is your health and well-being. And as I said about 25 minutes ago, I was going to have a story for you, if you are a beer drinker, that you're going to want to take heed of. Esquire had a story that I know has been circulating around social media recently. The headline really reaches out and grabs you. It says, every extra pint of beer takes 15 minutes off your life. The maximum number of drinks you have a week in order to be a healthy person is 5. So they're allowing you one drink a week, only Monday through Friday. Many of you, I'm guessing, are going to have more than that on the KGYM bus trip before we even cross the Mississippi River next month. But who am I to judge? That's about 100 grams of alcohol, five standard glasses of wine or 5 pints of beer. That's the quote-unquote acceptable amount to drink, the healthy amount to drink in a week's time. You already have issues with this.
I do, because in 2018... I could go on Google right now and look up how to live longer, drink more beer, and find a headline that says, in a study that says exactly the opposite of that. In fact, I did. Drinking 2 glasses of beer each night could be key to longevity. That's my problem. I don't know what to believe anymore.
See, and that's where we come in, because we're fair and balanced. I'm giving you the story that's going to scare you away from drinking beer, and Alex just gave you information that says, drink up. The study was a paper released by the University of Cambridge, and this is getting specific here. A 40-year-old, every glass of alcohol above the suggested weekly limit shortens that 40-year-old's life by 15 minutes. If a 40-year-old drinks 3 glasses of wine a night, he loses 2 years of his life. If you drink 3 glasses of wine a night, you should be buying wholesale by the case. That's the first thing. First piece of advice I'm going to give you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to sit here and say that's bad or anything. But you should definitely not be buying by the bottle if your consumption is that high.
Yeah, James on the text line says, I know several people that should be dead already then.
The Hertin and Stocker text line coming in quite handy today for a number of items that we've discussed here on the program. How much stock do you put in these stories? Because
none.
As you pointed out,
zero.
There's a study for virtually everything.
Yep. You can find a study
butter
that
is,
tells you what
butter
you want to believe.
Butter is good for you. Butter is bad for you. Butter is sort of good for you. Butter is sort of bad for you. Okay?
Butter just, will kill you.
Just eat the damn... Don't get us in trouble with the butter lobby. I don't want thousands of pounds of butter on the KGYM lawn here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Former President Bush, who, by the way, is doing better. They moved him out of intensive care and into a private room. George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. I remember when I was a kid, he once made a comment about not liking broccoli. And the U.S. Broccoli Growers Association, or whatever their lobby is, dumped a ton of broccoli on the lawn of the White House. So I don't want to.
That seems wasteful.
I don't want to upset Big Butter. I don't want to upset any other big industry. You never hear
big
industries
butter
referred to as small. There is no small tobacco, right?
I don't
Everybody
think so. Not
talks
to my knowledge.
About big tobacco. No, there's no small. Small association of generic tobacco producers out there that are like, whew, at least big tobacco is the one taking the bullets in the headlines. Big Butter. It's also the name, would be a great name for a rapper. Man, I was listening
I'm
to
sure
Big Butter's latest track.
I think that there might already be a Big Butter out there. No?
Is this don't make any Kanye jokes today. 4:54, we'll send things over to Kyle. He's got a big board, this big industry. Big board update for you.
Iowa baseball has won 5 consecutive midweek games, and they'll look to continue that today as they'll be hosting Milwaukee this evening at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes are 23-13, while the Panthers enter at 15-18. It'll be freshman Trenton Wallace on the mound for the Hawkeyes. He's 1-0 on the season with 21 strikeouts in 19 innings. First pitch is set for 6 o'clock on this beautiful Wednesday, and we're going to keep you updated. The football program got a commitment today from safety Sebastian Castro out of Illinois. He's a 6'1", 200-pound, 3-star prospect who chose the Hawkeyes over offers from Minnesota, Iowa State, and Syracuse. Iowa wrestlers Spencer Lee and Alex Marinelli were named to the Amateur Wrestling News All-Rookie Team yesterday. Lee's a first-team selection at 125 pounds after going 22-2 and winning the national title as a true freshman, while Marinelli made the second team at 165 after going 19-6 and earning All-American honors. The Colonels grabbed a 3-1 victory over the Burlington Bees last night. Edward Colina started on the hill and earned his first Midwest League victory behind 5 scoreless innings. He got run support from RBIs by Gene Carlos Arias and Shane Carrier, later by Royce Lewis. The teams are back at it again tonight for Game 3 of the 4-game series, beginning at 6:30. And then tonight after the show, we'll be joining the Twins at the Yankees. Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray will get things started on the hill. You can hear that game on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
So, Todd, did you know that Matt Harvey has been demoted to the bullpen?
Yes,
for the
watched,
New York Mets.
I watched him last night against the Cardinals, and it was not pretty.
It was not pretty. The New York Mets did win, but afterwards, he would not meet with reporters and asked why not. He said, I don't bleeping want to. I have nothing to say to you guys after getting rocked again coming out of the bullpen.
Don't they need a catcher? The Mets?
Yeah, they do.
Let the Matt Harvey to Miami for JT Realmuto rumors begin. They're going to banish him.
Why would anybody want him at this point?
They'll banish him somewhere.
He's not good.
I saw that. Look, do what your team needs you to do. Shut up, accept your role, excel at it, and sooner or later, somebody's arm will fall off and they'll put you back in the rotation. But in opening his mouth and basically being a bad teammate, he's not doing anybody any favors here.
Just the sense of entitlement is, it's mind-boggling to me because he was good for about a half a season, and ever since the injuries, he's been flat-out bad.
His window was a little bit longer than that, but he certainly is not the pitcher that he was when everybody was going gaga over the Dark Knight. Has that ball that Yoenis Cespedes hit last night landed yet?
Well, actually, it hit Big Mac Land's lights, and I think it went right through it.
Holy smokes. Tyler sent me a text and said, I think you or I could have hit that ball. Well, it was pretty ugly. Entertaining game last night, the Cardinals losing to the Mets. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the way next. Talk college hoops. Stick around.